Imagine two coins, miles apart, that somehow know each other's state instantly. When one shows heads, the other must be tails, without any physical connection between them. This spooky action at a distance so disturbed Einstein that he spent decades trying to disprove it. Yet quantum entanglement, this seemingly magical connection between particles, has now been conclusively proven. The phenomenon that Einstein couldn't accept has become the foundation for revolutionary technologies in computing and cryptography. As Stephen Hawking noted, entanglement may be the most profound discovery in all of physics. But how did we arrive at this extraordinary understanding of reality, and what does it mean for our universe? The quest to understand light sparked a historic scientific debate. Newton advocated for particles, while Huygens and Hooke proposed waves. Newton's view prevailed until Thomas Young's 1801 double-slit experiment revealed interference patterns that demonstrated light's wave nature. Feynman would later declare this experiment contained the heart of quantum mechanics. In 1900, Max Planck introduced the revolutionary concept that energy comes in discrete packages called quanta, solving the ultraviolet catastrophe with his formula E equals H. Though Planck viewed his quantum hypothesis as an act of desperation, Einstein built upon it in 1905, explaining the photoelectric effect by proposing that light itself consisted of particles called photons, work that ironically earned him a Nobel Prize for advancing quantum theory he would later question. The 1920s saw quantum theory mature through groundbreaking work by a new generation. Bohr developed his atomic model with quantized energy levels, Heisenberg introduced the uncertainty principle, and Schrödinger formulated wave mechanics. Their combined insights explained atomic structure, chemical bonding, and spectral lines, establishing foundations for modern quantum technologies. In 1923, Louis de Broglie proposed that if light waves could behave as particles, perhaps particles like electrons could behave as waves. 2 years later, Erwin Schrödinger developed his famous wave equation, describing quantum particles as probability waves rather than definite objects. The wave function represents not the particle itself, but the probability of finding it at various locations. Schrödinger's equation introduced two crucial concepts, probability and superposition. Unlike classical physics with its precise predictions, quantum mechanics only offers probabilities. Additionally, the superposition principle allows quantum states to exist as combinations of other states, explaining phenomena like interference and ultimately leading to entanglement. Meanwhile, Heisenberg developed his uncertainty principle, which states that the more precisely we know a particle's position, the less precisely we can know its momentum, and vice versa. This inherent uncertainty isn't a limitation of our measuring instruments, but a fundamental property of nature. These developments culminated in the Copenhagen interpretation, which holds that quantum systems exist in superpositions until measured, at which point they collapse into definite states, a concept that would lead to Einstein's famous objections. Despite helping birth quantum theory, Einstein opposed its probabilistic nature, declaring, "God does not play dice." The Solvay conferences became battlegrounds where Einstein challenged quantum mechanics through thought experiments that Bohr would refute. In 1935, Einstein's EPR paper argued quantum mechanics was incomplete, questioning how measuring one particle could instantly affect a distant partner. This suggested hidden variables must exist. Bohr countered that EPR misunderstood quantum measurement's complementary nature, but Einstein remained unconvinced, rejecting what he called spooky action at a distance. John Bell from Working Class Belfast resolved this debate mathematically during a 1963-64 sabbatical. He showed Einstein was right, but not as intended. Bell proved quantum mechanics and Einstein's demands for both realism and locality couldn't coexist. He transformed this philosophical debate into testable mathematical inequalities. Clauser and graduate student Friedman conducted the first definitive test of Bell's inequalities at Berkeley in the early 1970s. Their apparatus produced entangled photon pairs directed toward polarizers set at different angles. Despite the weak signal, their results strongly supported quantum mechanics over Einstein's local realism. French physicist Alain Aspect conducted increasingly sophisticated experiments in the early 1980s. His most innovative design used time-varying polarizers that switched orientation while photons were in flight, definitively establishing non-local entanglement as real. Nicholas Gissin later took entanglement testing to unprecedented distances. Using fiber optic cables spanning 10.9 kilometers, Gissin's results overwhelmingly confirmed quantum entanglement, with violations suggesting any hypothetical signal between photons would need to travel at 10 million times light speed. These experiments conclusively demonstrated that Einstein's intuition about locality was wrong. The universe permits, indeed requires, instantaneous connections between entangled particles regardless of distance. This non-locality is now considered a fundamental feature of quantum mechanics, not a misunderstanding. Perhaps the most fascinating application of entanglement is quantum teleportation, not of matter as in Star Trek, but of quantum states. First demonstrated experimentally in 1997, quantum teleportation uses entangled particles as an invisible connection between sender and receiver. The process transfers a quantum state perfectly without either party ever knowing what that state actually is. A profound demonstration of entanglement's power. Entanglement has moved from philosophical curiosity to technological reality. Quantum cryptography systems using entangled photons offer theoretically unbreakable encryption. Quantum computers using entangled qubits are being developed by major tech companies, with the potential to revolutionize fields from drug discovery to material science. Yet, despite these practical applications, entanglement remains deeply mysterious. We can mathematically describe it and experimentally verify it, but truly understanding why particles behave this way eludes us. Perhaps we should stop thinking of entangled particles as separate entities sending messages. As physicist Yanhua Shi suggests, entangled particles transcend space. They're components of a single system that acts as one entity regardless of physical distance between its parts. What's remarkable is that this bizarre property was first discovered mathematically before being experimentally verified. The quantum world reveals a reality far stranger than Einstein could accept, where particles separated by galaxies can remain intimately connected, where measurement at one location instantaneously affects another, and where the fundamental nature of reality itself seems to transcend our classical notions of space and time. When the double-slit experiment was conducted with individual particles, electrons, neutrons, atoms, and even large molecules, it produced identical interference patterns. Each particle somehow seemed to pass through both slits simultaneously, interfering with itself. This demonstrated the quantum principle of superposition, where particles exist in multiple states until measured, laying groundwork for understanding entanglement and showing that the classical divide between waves and particles was fundamentally incorrect. In embracing this quantum reality, we open doors to technologies that would have seemed like magic to previous generations, all built on the foundation of Einstein's greatest nightmare. The journey from Einstein's skepticism to our current understanding represents one of the most profound shifts in scientific history, forcing us to reconsider the very nature of physical reality and our place within it.